All right, so here we go. Let's try a practice around compassion for yourself and feeling strong and being on your own side, which then will be the basis for the other practices we'll do about relationships. All right? Okay, great. So come to a place of centeredness. So first, bring to mind, if you can, a time when you felt really strong. Maybe it had to do with something physical, like a hard workout or a long run or a big hike. Or maybe a time when you really stood up for someone you loved. Or a time you stood up for yourself. So see if you can call to mind that experience and let it really grow and fill you right now. Maybe, if you like, through embodied cognition, shift your posture a little bit to a feeling of strength. Maybe sitting up straighter, maybe the chest coming out, maybe a sense of resolve in your face. Nothing phony, nothing extreme. Just abiding in the sense of strength. Maybe a sense of mental toughness. Resolute, determined. And then as you can, grounding increasingly in the felt sense of strength, explore what happens if you become also aware of other people around you. And see if you can find a place of remaining strong in yourself while also being aware of others and even feeling increasingly connected, perhaps to the people sitting nearby you right now. If it's hard to feel strong while also feeling connected, just go back to feeling strong. And after you've recentered in strength, experiment with and explore again feeling connected while also feeling strong. To take it one step further, staying grounded in the simple feeling of strength, with your gaze downward, open your eyes to become visually aware of bodies nearby you. Even if you like beginning to move your head from side to side, not making eye contact, being aware of bodies nearby you, a more palpable sense of connection, while continuing to keep feeding the sense of inner strength. So explore that now with your eyes open, not making eye contact, but feeling strong as you visually are aware of others around you. You might experiment with the sense of being like a very, very strong tree with deep roots, and the energies of other people pass through you like wind through the leaves of a tree. Maybe rattling the tree a little bit from time to time, but fundamentally the tree stays sturdy, deeply rooted, and strong. Now, staying grounded in a sense of strength, even if it slips a little bit into the background of awareness, as we've done a few times already, bring to mind the felt sense of being with someone who cares about you. And if you like, you can let your eyes close again if that helps. You're bringing up the sense of being cared about. That someone, let's say, has compassion for you, wishes that you not suffer, or also that they wish you to be happy, they have kindness for you. And you're feeling cared about as a result. Then bring to mind someone that it's naturally for you to care about. It's natural for you to care about or have compassion for. A friend, a pet, a child. And open up to and encourage the feeling of compassion, which is simply the wish that a being not suffer, combined with an emotion of tender concern. Be mindful of compassion. What's it feel like as you sink into it and it sinks into you? You might put your hand on your heart or your hand on your cheek if that helps you deepen in the feeling of compassion. Now, knowing what compassion feels like, opening to it, letting it be present, imagine yourself as a young child and see if you can extend compassion to that young version of you. A little kid, vulnerable, innocent. Bumping into things, feeling pain and hurt, confusion, anger. Explore a sense of compassion for that young version of you. If compassion crumbles and is replaced by judgments or anger or numbness, it's okay. See if you can reestablish the sense of compassion itself, maybe for someone else, and then see if you can bring it back to the younger layers of you inside yourself and also the younger version of yourself way back in time. All right, and then to take it a step further, see if you can keep bringing compassion to the younger version of yourself as she gets older, or as he gets older. Moving through, let's say, the elementary school years up to age 12 or so. Taking a minute to maybe touch on some major events in your young life that warrant compassion. Staying focused on the compassion, not getting hijacked by the pain of that little kid. And now continuing to extend compassion and caring to yourself through the teenage years, the ups and downs of that time, wishing that young person well, maybe even sensing that somehow that younger version of you, those layers deep down in your own psyche today, are actually receiving this care and good wishes and nurturance and compassion that you're offering to yourself through the teenage years. Then continuing on through the 20s, and if that's as far as your life has gone, that's fine. Just keep enjoying it. Compassion for yourself going through maybe some major transitions, going off to school or starting your first real jobs, maybe leaving home. Maybe some major experiences of heartbreak, relationship ups and downs. Keep offering love, offering compassion to the younger you in his or her 20s. And then taking another minute or so up to the present time, your current age, kind of having the movie of your life move quickly, not getting overwhelmed by the movie, continually returning to compassion itself, maybe thinking through some of the major events of your life after your 20s, if you've had an after your 20s. Big challenges, perhaps, big difficulties, big ups and downs. Can you keep extending compassion to yourself, aging, moving forward in time, up to the present day? And then bringing it into the present moment, feeling compassion for yourself, just here and now. Even compassion, if your life is going well, for just the inherent dukkha, suffering, the subtle strain or tension, or longing, or unsatisfactoriness of animal existence. Simply compassion, just for that alone, right now. And then moving forward in time, imagine yourself living into the future for the rest of this year. And imagine maybe some difficulties or challenges or ongoing difficulties, pain in the body, illness, issues with family members, aging parents, children, loved ones, the world. And see if you can have compassion for your future self going forward in time through the remainder of this year. And then keep extending that compassion to your future self as he or she keeps aging. Like, for example, all the way through the end of 2011. Thinking maybe about challenges to come or inevitable transitions, the death of loved ones, ups and downs. Compassion for your future self. Keep feeling as well, amidst this compassion and caring, a sense of being for yourself, that your life matters, your experience of living matters, you wish yourself well. What's the feeling of wishing yourself well, of being for yourself, the feeling of being on your own side? And then imagine the movie speeding up some as you move forward to the last year of your life. And all the while, sending yourself good wishes, compassion and caring as your life unfolds forward to the last year of your life. Imagine a long life and a good one, a relatively healthy and happy last year of life. Imagining the realistically best possible outcomes, which still have lots to be compassionate about. And then imagine your life moving forward to the last days, the final few days of your life, sending compassion to that sweet person, the one you know better than any other, your own future self. Wishing her well, wishing him well, and those in the final challenges of the last days of your life. Moving forward to the last few hours of your life, extending compassion and care to your future self. Staying with it. And then moving toward the last few minutes, the last few breaths that every life, including my own, will have. Wishing that person well as she faces her own death, his own death. Sending love and care up to the last minute. The last breath. For all of us, there will one day be a last breath. Can you send kindness, care, and respect to yourself facing your last breath? Compassion and caring up to the moment of death. And perhaps through the moment of death and mysteriously beyond. Whatever that unfolding is, wishing the person you know better than any other the very best as he or she passes on.